Simon Tafresh Tazayan, Mishaburas on Sif Bay, so that's Mishaburas of Kotten Dalad. Habori ben Tesha Shonim Shlemus, a healthy child who's 9 years, 9 complete years old, which he's only in his 10th year. Hanu Shanishlam Tesha Shonim Kadam Yom Kippurim, for Yom Kippur, he's completed 9 full years. Mashakasa Ben Esser, Pirushai, Kachush Ben Esser Lamhala. So when it says Uben Esther, it says Benteshu Ben Esher. It means if he's not as healthy. Okay. So Makantan is some of the shows. We start training them the shows. Hey. Hanu Shem and Nichem Oy Lechel Kifi Hergele Bechel. Kidim Asayim, he doesn't eat in the normal way. He eats a little bit differently. He eats a little later than usual, like the Shulchan Aruch explains. This is Chinuch L'Sheikh Ele Ba'av Ole Ba'achir. The mitzvah of chinuch applies to the father. I don't have a mitzvah to mechanuch your child. You have a mitzvah to mechanuch your child. It doesn't even apply to the mother. The chinuch was placed by chazal on the father, not on the mother. Obviously, there's a mitzvah alma that she gains something if she does it. She's doing something positive. But the chiyuv isn't there. There are different poskim definitely say that applies to the mother also. Because I'm going to run the b'yadayim also the kuliyama aflachrini k'mashar d'var iser shasur l'hachilo the kuliyama. But to give him something which is prohibited to eat would be any person has that iser. But just like you can't give, and nobody's allowed to feed. If I'm a chiyuv chinuch, so I should be allowed to feed shreifa food to a Jewish kid. I'm not allowed to feed shreifa food to a Jewish kid because. So therefore, he says. So now this child is a chiyuv chinuch. He shouldn't eat before, and he has to eat an hour later than usual. So. He normally eats at 10, so he has to wait till 11. At 10:30, he says to the babysitter, I want to eat breakfast. So Magen Rambam says, the same way you can't feed him trefa food, you can't feed him food.
What about if you did something like you keep a chumrah? Like, is your kid supposed to keep the same chumrah for chino? Like Chav Yisrael or something?
If you hold it b'taris chumrah, the answer is no. If you hold it b'taris, you hold it tikkur din, so then you would have a chiyuv to be mechanach your child also. Right. So the Magen Rambam is learning, since it's a chiyuv of the father to not be meichel him, to be mechanach him, not to eat before 11 o'clock. So. You have no chiyuv to be mechanachim. The father has a chiyuv to be mechanachim. You can't feed him. That's feeding a miser. That's how the Magen Rambam learns. He holds its equivalent of feeding him the same way as a chiyuv. You can't give a child non-kosher food. So take a look at the Sharetzi and he argues in Tess. I think you could argue with the words of the Magen Rambam. How is that? Moshiach Lomer Ken Ela Beisur Gomer. That halacha is an Isur being suffered by Yadayim. Even with Nochiyev Chinuch, I can't feed a child non-kosher food. That's how much a batsim is osur. Bein deraisa, bein derabban. What is an issur deraisa, issur derabban? Kind of big ben, and that would apply. Ben yudal if yud beis a child already, which is 11 or 12. The mirabban al kapanim sarach lizanos al hashdim. So there's a chiyuv for him to fast. So I understand you can't feed him. You're breaking his chiyuv of the fast. Look in hocha. Shame is that issur klal the kapan. The kapan has no issur to eat before 11 o'clock. You're going to have to feed him. There's no issur in the ma'aseh achila. On the other hand, so that the father has a training process. He should train him to start waiting. If the father is not there, somebody else is dealing with him, and he has no chiyuv to be mechanech of this child. After the gamba sofi leki surah, so giving him to you wouldn't be a problem either. So he says that this chiluk Ben Amonach says, and that you were mechalk between the case where he has to fast the whole day, that's called it's osur from the eat. So feeding him would be osur. And the chiyuch of chinuch l'shos is a chiyuch of mitzvah on the father to be mechanech his child. So I'm not doing anything wrong if I would give him to eat.
Even if you know that the father doesn't want him to eat until a certain time?
Correct, but I have no chiyuch to be mechanech him at that point. So I'm not... I'm not feeding the child Isser. I'm interfering with the father's act of chinuch.
Which I would imagine that should be some... issue. When you know that the father doesn't want the kid to eat till a certain time, and you're saying I'm going to do it. I mean,
yeah, I'm not saying I'm not calling you a tzaddik. You know,
I'm not saying it's more than a tzaddik. You dafka, he has a kapeda that he doesn't want his son to eat at a certain time, and I'm going to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to show you. I'm going to do fakirat. I mean, I don't understand how that could be justified.
Well, if that would be your approach, I probably.
Well, what else would it be? What other approach would there be?
The father's not. The father's away.
You're saying that you know what the father feels. So you're doing bedafka. The father doesn't want the kid to eat candy, and you say, hey, I'm going to give the kid candy. It's not answer either. I mean, that doesn't bother the father. I mean,
I wouldn't say the correct way of saying is that the father's mocked. The father's just you've been a kind of a shock. If for whatever reason father can't do that chiyuv because he's not here, I don't have a chiyuv to step in, take over that responsibility to be mechanech. So as far as I'm concerned, there's no chiyuv chinuch. So he's hungry. Let I'll feed him. Father's not mocked, but the father's a mitzvah to be mechanech.
Yeah.
The father's mitzvah to train. The father can't train for whatever reason. Okay. The hood and the katana be above back in the Mishnah Berurah. Some of the affluent in Chiyuv with the rights of Bebas who shanachas mikoidim. When it comes to the Chiyuv of the Raisa, a girl was 1 year before a boy, Kedakamei. Hilhaklinin Chinuch shows, Chelinin Hashlom, Lord Rotsukham Lahakmer, Shebe Isha Gamkin Shana Yosemi Beish. We don't start a girl, the Chiyuv of Chinuch shows, or the Chiyuv of being Mashlim for Chinuch. A year earlier, we don't say a 9-year-old boy, an 8-year-old girl. We don't do that. Al hishu mi d'seyim, armed al lebriya chinuch shows umiteisha shanim ulamala, chushah me'aser shanim ulamala. So same with by a boy, a healthy 9-year-old and a weaker 10-year-old. So by a girl also a healthy 9-year-old and a weaker 10-year-old. There's a chiyuv di mechanech l'shos. And then when they hit the age of 11, ben achas esri zayin, ben zocher ben akeva. So this chiyuv for Hashlama starts at the age of 11, even if the child's on the weaker side, as long as it's not something which is dangerous for the child. Then he brings the Yeshua and says, Ein Tzorach L'Hashlim. This opinion is not arguing on the halacha of chinuch l'shos. So you would start training them to go longer than usual, like we said before. But this opinion says that there's no chiyuv to be mashlim mirabanan at all. And we rely on that opinion by a nar which is kochush. V'yeshiv z'chalayah b'nar shu kochush test. But a child is healthy, we should not rely on this opinion. We should go with the first opinion. There's a chiyuv that he should be mashlim mirabbanan starting from the age of 11 and on. Now, but the mice, that's right. But the mice, we don't do that. We don't do this. We all of our kids eat. Nowadays, the children are not as healthy as they used to be. There's a weakness in the world. And therefore, we assume the child is not strong enough at the age of 11 or 12 for a boy to he's going with the case of Mishnah Sistemish. I mean, the boy is 11, boy or girl is 11. So we're not machai of them to fast. Because we assume they're not healthy enough to handle it. And we rely on the opinion of that the Ramah brings, the Yesharim, but they're not machai. Elm can you do a Shahubori Bachosik Lispa? Unless you know the child is really a very, very healthy specimen. Right? So if you know that, you know, the kid is handled a lot of more challenging things than fasting for a day, so then you should not be making. Dearly Rabbi, Masha Tafila B'Shnash Shlosh Esrei, and Ergum Lisanos calls Manshla Hishtim B'Shnash Shneim Shlosh Esrei. Because even if the child is in his 13th year, which means he's 12 years old, also the minhag is not to fast till he reaches the age of 13. Unless, as Mishnah Berurah said, you have a child which you know very clearly is very, very healthy.
A lot of times the kids want to fast.
The kids want to fast, and the parents have to say no.
And they don't, I mean, if the kid's 11 or 12, I mean, I'm not sure the parents always say no in that situation. Right. If there's not a problem with the kid.
If not a problem, he says, you know, and now, Rabbi, you shouldn't let him fast. Then we said that whenever you're mechana for a chila, you're also mechana for a rechitz and sikh. They don't have any rechitz and sikh at all. So it's not the pshat like this. So the same way he eats breakfast at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, whatever it is, so he'll start being rechitz himself. No, the chinuch for rechitz and sikh is once he's just stopping mechanachim l'shos for a chila, you're mechanachim that he doesn't do rechitz or sikh at all the whole day. Fine. Then he said, if they reach the age of maturity, but they do not have the halachic simonim, come mechuyev mirabona. I'm a different cipher. Now, behold, the lochashir and shehebi shtei sarves ubizmanoi benoshru kimishibol chalshan. So, why do we say it's only rabbanon? Why don't we argue that it's a possibility that the child had reached physical maturity together with the age of maturity? The fact that now there's no that the hairs are not there because they fell out. So we shouldn't be assuming that's a possibility which happened. There's a chazak in the Gemara that a child reaches the age of maturity and we assume that he had simon. So why are we here? We're not making that assumption. The case is that argument wasn't true because here's the day which he's turning 13 and there's no simonim. So that halachic assumption that if a child reaches the age of maturity, we assume he has physical maturity also. It's called, referred to as chazaka derava. Bolachal shanim, bolachal simonim. We rely on that chazaka derava for the rabbanus. So you want to take a 13-year-old boy and put him up on the omid to daven for the omid, right? Maybe he's not a gadol. Chazaka derava says that he's a gadol. He's 13 years old. He has simonim. Right? We do not rely on for the raisus. So we can't say you put up to, you know, he's going to lay in parshas zocher for you. If he derives to lay in parshas zocher, you don't put up a 13-year-old kid to lay in zocher for you. One case where it's which is relevant, which people don't think about, is Hataras Nedarim. So the halacha is that a neder of a 12-year-old child is a neder deraisa. 12-year-old child is not a gadol for any other purpose. He understands what he did. He made a neder. It's a neder deraisa, and he's mechuyev to keep it. It's an exception from all of the halachas. So now you have a kid who's 13 years old, and notice that. Either he's a full-fledged gadol, or he's not worse than a 12-year-old who's not a full-fledged gadol who can make a neder. He makes a neder. So he wants to matter his neder. So he takes three of his peers, sits them down, and he says, a Torah's the Torah. So maybe they're not gadolim. But his chiyuv to be matter neder is a din d'oraisa. The kids are sitting in front of him who are 13 years old, might not be gadolim. So you're dealing with Torah Sedarim, Makar, you should be. So when do we assume a child is Vade that he, once a person starts to have facial hair, starts developing facial hair, so then we assume he's a God. Because that would go together with Simon. So, but till a child starts, they reach the age where they start to really develop facial hair, they're starting to shave, you're not sure that you have it in the rice over here. So that which you do Torah Sedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah is not so bad, because the Rosh Hashanah says that which you do Torah Sedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah, I think we mentioned this then, we're not doing it for the netter the rice, a real bona fide netter, because real bona fide, you have to be far what the netter is and get a real charat and real atara. What are we doing it for? We're doing it for the Nedarim Derabanan. Because our Masakat, if I do something three times without thinking of the netter, becomes a netter. So that was very common, then we might have done that. So we want to be mad to those Nedarim. So you're done with it, that's a din Derabanan. So you're done with the Rabbanans. For the Rabbanans, you can be sorry about the kids. But if the kids, you know, by the way, I wanted to mount a real netter. And I made this personal Kabbalah, and I said, I'm going to do this and this and this, and, you know, and I want him out to it. That already he can't use three of his peers. He'd have to make sure he gets three kids which are of physical maturity. It's also relevant for Dini Adis. A Kabbalah can't, you know, these Ketanim can't be Aden. Sayyidina Chalim Misurin is also an issue. You know, Kabbalah is not Neman. So I have Kalim, which I need to be Tavel. So I said, I come to the Mikvah. I ask a kid, I'm there, I see it, ask a kid to do the process, no problem. There's no din of a gadol doing it. If I send my kid to go take care of the tefillah scaling for me and come back and say, I took care of it, he has no nemanus to say he took care of it. I have a chiyuv d'oraisa to be tovel my kalim. Glass is the rabbanon, but metal is the d'oraisa. So I send my iron skillet to the mikvah with my kid to be tovel it. He says, he has no nemanus to tell me he was tovel it. He's only kata. Well, he's 13 years old. There's no chazakah. So the applications of it, you know, you have to, you know, a little bit of awareness. Otherwise, you really can get messed up. Okay. Then he says, so this. Now, once he reaches the age of 13, even though we don't see simonim, so he's mechayiv to fast. Well, if it's only Rabbanan, you know, and he's very weak, we should not be mechayiv him. Yeah, but we're not sure it's only Rabbanan, because maybe he had some on him and he lost them. So when he's 11 years old or 12 years old, and there's chazar masak, and they should complete the fast, we say a child who's weak, don't do it. But over here you're dealing with the possibility that maybe the rice is mechuyah because he really had two hairs and they fell off. Okay. So that situation, he would have to, they'd have to fast. Now, he's not going back in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, because the case of the Shulchan Aruch was, like the Mishnah Berurah pointed out before, that it was day, he turned 13 on Yom Kippur and they checked and there was no Saras. It's a new case. So he turned 13 4 months ago. Or he turned 13 in Yom Kippur. They didn't check him. They checked him one time and there's no simon. So you don't know. Maybe there was simon a minute ago. Maybe they fell off before you were b'edik. So maybe the hairs fell out. So you have to be machmer. Now, v'davka b'yom kippurim do suffik the rice. So Yom Kippur, you don't suffer the rice. So you have to be machmer. This kid's 13. Maybe he had some on it. But by other tainus, al b'shar tainus, she'en alam yidayim rabbanon, and tzorak lisanus alam ken yesh lush tei saris. So a 12-year-old child is not mechuyev to fast on the Tzav Gedalia or on the Aser B'Tavis. A 13-year-old who doesn't have simonim is also not mechuyev to. Well, maybe he has simonim, so it's a suffix. So then he be chayim rabbanim, so it's a suffix rabbanim. So he's not mechuyev to fast, he's a suffix rabbanim. Less than 9 years old, we're not mad at them at all. We don't let them fast the field of chinuch shows. We don't give them any affliction, even to have them eat later than usual. Okay. Fine. Simon Tovresh Yud Zayin. Din Uber Manika, we let us be a Mekipur. So, what's the lochus of fasting for women which are pregnant, nursing, and women who just given birth? The law is a woman who's pregnant, a woman who's nursing, has to fast on Yom Kippur. Fine. Take a look at the Bir Lacha. Uberus and Manikas, Misanas and Mashlimas. So the fact that a woman's nursing and it's going to be difficult for her personally because she's giving out a lot of liquid to somebody else and she's not bringing liquid, so it's going to be difficult for her. That's is not a patur unless it's dangerous. But what about the issue is not her, the issue is the child. She has a child which is chayla umasukah. He refuses to nurse from another woman. And they would use, not every woman had to produce enough milk. What would they do in those days? They didn't have formula. You give it to a different woman to nurse. Well, the child refuses. The children which refuse, they won't. They're sensitive. They won't take from another woman. Or if theoretically, in a case where she's a hired nurse, but he's used to her. He's the hired wet nurse, and she's used. The child is used to her, and won't take anybody else. We're afraid that if she will fast, she will not produce enough milk for the child, and it's going to threaten the child, obviously. So she doesn't fast on Yom Kippur. Nowadays it becomes much more complicated. How do we look at giving the child formula? There's the 614th mitzvah in the Torah nowadays is for a woman to nurse her child and not give her child formula. It's like, it's 614th mitzvah. Because Chas V'Shalom, the child was raised in formula, won't turn out being well adjusted and healthy, and right, and it would mean that down with Sholem Bayis and down with anything, but that doesn't make a difference. It's 614th mitzvah. I've said my tirade over here. I've got my soapbox, and I'm
get it out of your system.
No, not really, but. So Rishon Zalman did say that the Maaseh, we do say that the mother's milk is still considered more beneficial than formula.
I don't think anyone argues that point.
So Rishon Zalman says a Kiddush. So I have a choice. A woman who's the child would take formula, but if she's going to nurse the child, she's going to need to drink something. So he says, if you can accomplish that with pachas mekashir, you allow the woman to drink pachas mekashir to be able to nurse the child. If you're not, that's not going to be sufficient to accomplish what the child needs, and the child can take formula, then you give the child formula. Because you can't say that this is a kana in the fullest sense, because the child has an option. If the child refuses to take formula, obviously, see what you got to do. Not everybody agrees with him. There are definitely places who say, listen, if the child will take formula, so she has no right. Even Pachos Bechos Megashir is an Issa Deraisa. Right? It's not a Chiyuv Koros. We pass and Chatzis Shir is also Mekater. So you're dealing with Issa Deraisa. She's being mounted Issa Deraisa. I says, oh, well, listen, I understand. Eat treif, unless it's because I see Chatzis. Why don't eat treif? He says, well, what are your child? Well, you haven't given Kippur yet. But treif not, So, Yom Kippur is, Pachos Mekashir is not any more. I get with someone that the only way you can nurse your child is eating treif of food or giving him formula. What would you choose? I think most women would choose formula over treif of food. When it comes to Yom Kippur, no, Chas V'Shalom, I should ask Yom Kippur because my child needs a nurse. It's still in my system, you see.
I don't see that much of that. Most women want to fast Yom Kippur. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You don't pass on the shaklis.
You're probably right.
Okay. Fine. Beis. So Chazal recognized that there's women who are pregnant sometimes get this overwhelming urge for food. Ubra shehiricha, the ubra who smelled food, panea mishtanim, and we see her face changing. That means her she's. You see the body is indicating that there's a need for food. So if we don't give her what she needs, even though she doesn't say, I need to eat. So what do? We remind her that it's Yom Kippur. If she's able to like get a hold of herself, by being reminded of Yom Kippur. We give her to eat. We know it's dangerous for the woman and for her child under the circumstances. If we don't give her to eat, so we give her to eat.
You've had that shaila too?
I've never had the shaila. No.
I was just wondering if I'm just curious if modern medicine agrees with that assessment too, that it's like if she's in a mood of having pickles and ice cream, it's going to make a big difference to the baby if she doesn't have it. I was just wondering about that.
I don't know modern medicine.
No, but I'm saying, but you probably know when you ask, with these shilas,
most doctors will not agree with this. No.
Right. I mean,
but that's so. One day they'll learn. I have tremendous respect for doctors.
Yeah.
But there's doctors and there's doctors.
Yeah, not every doctor knows, and not every there's certain things they don't know. Her face changed to me, it turns white? What happened?
Slit whitish. You see that she's like, she's reacting, and there's a strong reaction in her body towards the food.
Wait, she smelled the food?
Yeah, Shariqa Michael, let's see the Mishabur.
So it has to be the food is around?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Richa Michael, she smelled it. When she has that desire for pickles and ice cream, he loved the masukana. We consider that it's dangerous. This can be true at any time during the pregnancy. The Shartzian brings from Rashi that it's only after the age of 40 days of pregnancy have been reached. So he's the Mishabur, he's in the Shartzian of the Tzarechian. So if she says she needs, we trust her, that she really feels that there's a need. But if we don't see any indication in her face, and she's not saying she needs, so we don't feed.
But what happens if it's a situation where she didn't smell food, but she's like she turns white or she passes out or something like that?
That's not this din. That's it's a separate issue. We have to understand what are the dangers of a woman who's pregnant from fasting, which is this is a concept of religion. She gets a strong desire for food.
So theoretically, if you kept away from food, this heichetimsa couldn't happen. Because she would have to, unless she's not, you're not talking about where she's imagining the food, where she's like thinking about the food, but she has to actually smell it.
The case of the more what she's smelling is,
Because in Yiddish you say shmekmach, that means I'm in the mood of having it, doesn't mean you're actually smelling it.
Smelling it. Okay. Sometimes we, that's enough to remind her that Yom Kippur, that she's able to pull herself together. Now the Gemara says that if a woman is able to pull herself together, that's an indication that the child will be a tzaddik, and vice versa. The Gemara says also, okay, we give her to eat. Pirish. So what do we do? First, we do is like this. You take a toothpick, wet it with the gravy. Let her suck on it, and sometimes that just the flavor is enough to get her through. When we say Asher Daita, National Roots of Pachas Pachas Mufashir, and if that doesn't work, we give her the gravy, the food, less than the shear each time. How we do the process of Pachas Pachas Mufashir. She's still not pulling herself together. We don't give the gravy, but we give the food itself. Is
that an Issa Deraisa at the first level?
These are all the Issa Deraisa, theoretically.
We so still what's the difference a con- if she has
so there's a con-
Pachas Mekashir, she has something on a toothpick? How does that... What is the difference, ultimately, halachically, between the two situations?
Because each time you do it, there's a separate Issa. We can get away with just giving her a few tipas.
Uh-huh.
So that's there's a concept in halacha. The Morse is called Michael the Kal Kodem. You try and go with the least prohibition each time, so we can get away with the Dover Kal. We can't get with Dover Chomer. Okay. Now, Badafka Uborim and Tatagim Ima Bechol and Niskerli. All this steps of the process. The Meshum Shabbat the Pum Misyashev is Daita Bedover Mu. We know that this. The situation where a woman becomes pregnant has this desire, sometimes a little bit is enough. When a person's ill, we don't force him to go through this whole process. We ask the doctor what is necessary, and that's what we give him. Even if the chel himself says, I need, until he says it's enough. We do the process of pachas, pachas, mikashir, if that's possible. This process of allowing her to eat and then saying she's back to herself and it's safe, we do not need the input of the doctors for this. It's a known fact both ways, and therefore we that's enough to allow the person to eat.